This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
12 past 8 and a lot to unpack with the Jacksonville Jaguars this morning. The most recent development is that the Jags will play two consecutive games in London again. Now we know the lineup. It'll be the Bears in an away game and then the Patriots at Wembley, the home game, October 13th and 20th. Action Sports Jacks' Brent Martineau is also going to be awaiting the full release of the schedule today for the 30th anniversary. I love the way they're teasing this because for you and I who are of that age, we're thinking back to where we were in 1995 and they got nostalgia with like VHS and all that. What's that all about?
Yeah, the Jaguars digital department, they're working on that theme. They had a great one last year, remember, with the schedule release. So they'll see if we can do an encore here for the Jaguars when it comes out today. It's become a big thing. I mean, the schedule release for the NFL is just another huge week for the National Football League. But you're right, Rich, it started today. And I guess no surprises. We knew Chicago was going to be the away game. It matched up on the schedule. And now the Patriots, we had heard the Jets in Cleveland mentioned around. But I think the interesting note, it's really twofold, but the quarterbacks, because you're getting two rookie quarterbacks, Caleb Williams and Drake May got drafted. So really good chance the Jaguars have an advantage over young quarterbacks, but you never know in the NFL. The other thing is you do the away game first and the home game second this time around. And I just have to believe the one pushback the league got about the Jaguars playing two games over there was that they were acclimated that second week more than that other team coming over for that second game of the Jags. And maybe they wanted to make sure the Jags didn't have too much of an advantage for that away game.
The other quarterback story with Patriots is Mac Jones and his old team. Maybe he gets a little bit of playing time if they've got a huge lead, perhaps. You never know.
That would be good. It would have to hopefully be a big lead. We'll hope for that instead of injury, of course.
Yeah, in fact, and we look at the rest of it. Any surprises that you're anticipating with the way that the schedule will align for the Jaguars once it's released a little bit later on tonight, be it prime time or anything else? What are you watching for?
Well, I think the biggest surprise would be if the Jags maybe did get a Sunday night game, right? Or and even Monday. I think if the Jags go in prime time, they're probably going to end up on a Thursday evening. The one that everybody's talking about, Rich, is pack your bags, buddy. It could be Jags-Lions on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh!
Like, that's the one everybody's kind of anticipating.
Home for the holidays, baby.
That's right. It could be. And the Jags are the only team in the NFL to not play on Thanksgiving. And so could the NFL check that box? Do they care about that? It lines up. You only get this once every 8 year opportunity to get the Jags on Thanksgiving. And a good matchup where both teams look like they're going to be pretty good. So there's some anticipation that that could happen. There have been some leaks that that is going to happen. We'll find out if it really does happen later tonight.
Morning after the stadium agreement landed before Jacksonville City Council, you get gauging fan reaction. It seems like a lot of the news reaction is focused on the spending, the 50-50 cost split on the building itself, the investment in the East Side community, and that sort of thing. But I think the other thing that was solidified to me was that it would only have impacts where the team would play away from Jacksonville in the 2027 season.
I think you just nailed all the big points. My feel is this is being perceived initially strongly from the Jags fan base. So we interact with those folks more on social media. I don't ever believe that is the only opinion out there. I think it's different than maybe what else lies in grocery stores and people that aren't interacting on social media. But I do think it's a pretty favorable initial reaction. I do think there's still going to be some friction along the way, of course. That's the way this stuff goes. But I think the way this shapes out, and I was in a meeting with Mayor Donna Deegan and President Mark Lamping and Mike Weinstein, the third-party negotiator, yesterday afternoon. They were excited about this. They thought this was a creative deal and a pretty simple deal, and obviously a deal that they think can pass not just City Council, Rich, but we'll get NFL approval. And those are tricky things, not just here in Jacksonville, but around the National Football League. You have to frame this a certain way for it to fall in line with the rest of the NFL owners.
Did you get a sense from that conversation and maybe even just a feeling that you got, maybe they didn't even say it, but that there was still some left on the table, or was this really a, we put it all out there on the field and this is truly it?
I think it's interesting when it's presented that way. It's a good question. I would say, yeah, it's presented as, hey, this is it. Like, this is like the best deal we could make. Now, anybody who's ever been through a negotiation knows there could be some give and take. But I think the important thing here is the presentation to the taxpayers of the city and that 50-50 split on the stadium deal. Obviously, the community benefit from around the whole city, not just a stadium being built. And again, you can go back and forth on some of those things, but I think that's important. But the NFL and the way they do this, that 55-45 is really the way it turns out because of that extra $150 million if you really want to get in the weeds of it. And so I think they kind of did this to have the perception and the framework in place for multiple parties. And so with that, I don't know how much wiggle room is there for you to move. So I think it could be a thing here or a thing there, but I believe both sides really like the framework of this, and we'll see how much city council pokes holes in it.
Yeah, the first of the community meetings is in Mandarin tonight, and then throughout the rest of the community, the Legends Center tomorrow night. We'll have a chance tomorrow morning about 9 o'clock to sit down with the Jaguars president, Mark Lamping, to go a little bit deeper on some of the angles to it. Other part of this, and I heard your report last night at 11 o'clock on Action Sports Jax on CBS 47, the future of the Florida-Georgia game. And they talked about it in last night's city council meeting as well, that once the deal is done, then they renegotiate and look to the future of Florida-Georgia. Do both schools want to play in Jacksonville long-term with the new stadium?
I think the answer is yes. What I got out of that yesterday afternoon, and it was a little taken aback by, because is that Florida and Georgia like this game here, and the presidents and the institutions. Now, we always knew that, but the coaches have been providing a lot of feedback against that. And once it left after next season, because of this hole for construction in 26 and 27, there was a curiosity, I think, or at least a quiet one for me. Okay, will this game come back? You know, will they negotiate it back here? And I think the answer is yes. I think that's what I learned yesterday. I think both schools are in line. They've been in communication. Part of the stadium renovation is with a game like Florida-Georgia in mind. It's not just about Jags games. It's about other events potentially down the road too. But I think Florida and Georgia was high on their list of, hey, how can we make this work for them, for us, for the Jags, for big-time concerts, for everything else? And the feel was, come 2028, there's going to be a new deal in place with the Florida-Georgia game here in Jacksonville. Now, they'll have to work on that deal. What does that look like? Could it be a two-year? Could it be a three-year? And how does the stadium shake out? But yeah, Rich, I think there's a lot of momentum for that to happen, which I was unsure about going into this.
There's a lot to cover through the day today. Stay connected on all devices. ESPN 690 will keep you up to date throughout the day. We obviously will have the latest news developments, Action News and Action Sports Jax, and on the Action Sports Jax streaming app with you in Austin later today. Whew, there's no downtime in sports this town, is there?
It's unbelievable. What a couple weeks. And one more thing, by the way, 8 o'clock tonight, we'll do a special schedule release on our Action Sports Jax 24/7 network too. So 8 to 9 o'clock, we'll break down the entire schedule.
Look forward to it, man.